Every day we take time to look at the state of the body. Probably many times during the day, we may notice the state of the body and the state of the mind. But to really see the state of the mind, sitting quietly like this, sifting through moment by moment to filter out the noise of thought, of memory, of opinions and judgments, evaluations, all the intruders from the day's events, the week's events, the year's events, our life evaporating as the calendar flips through itself. How does it feel? Where are we? So we stop and reflect. What does it mean to reflect? Really, we're looking in the mirror, seeing our own reflection. But we're not looking at an image. Our reflection is not about the state of our body, our strength, our health, but we're looking inward to see what is the condition there. How are we within? We may sound good, but within, what's lurking? What's in the shadows? Are there any shadows? Is there any wanting or longing? A fear or a doubt? Tiredness or overexcitement? We register that and just see it as it is. Feel it as it comes. The heart opens to all of it. We're not confined. We have the space, the time, the strength to see and look. What is the quality of seeing? Is it filtered? Probably. We're conditioned by our culture, our ethnicity, our language, where we live, how sharp the mind is. Or not? What is our receptivity as we see and look, observe and investigate? What are we looking for? We're looking, we're seeing, we're watching, and bearing witness. Can the mind rest? Can the attention rest on one point, on one moment, on one breath? As we hone in to the heart in an undistracted way, so that we are fully present? Can we, like a pearl by pearl garland, moment by moment, just stay with one moment as it comes and as it goes, not rushing, not pressuring, not waiting or anticipating, neither looking back with a sad heart or heaviness, or overjoyed and greedy for more. It's an emptying out, emptying all that fills the heart so that we can witness what is truly here and now, unadorned. When we're truly present, the heart reveals its treasure, only to be known in pure presence, without filter, so that our attention is riveted, compelled to see this luminosity that is within us, to know it in its raw glory, untainted by thought, unstained, not discolored by anticipation or regret. We are fully here. We go from the self to surrender. The self is the me and the mine. Surrender is there is nothing, no one. Empty. An emptiness that is so full and so rich, it overpowers everything, but in a gentle way, because it is loving, compassionate, present. And it brings forth the jewel of the heart into full view. We cannot see in this way easily when we are wandering around, busy with life and preoccupied. But once we have dived into this galaxy or galactic, empty, vast, infinite, measureless, abiding, of pure present awareness, once we have known that, it can never not be known. Even if we stop focusing in this way, abiding in this one breath, one moment way, rise up and take up our duties in life, we know our refuge. That knowing is always accessible, like a parent, like our skin, a protection, a lamp. a guardian. How do we preserve that connection? Through devotion. Through remembering. It's like falling in love. We keep surrendering to it whenever we can. Even as we sit, the distracted habit of the mind is always inserting itself into consciousness to cloud up our connection with that universal love. It's like when you're driving in the rain, you have a windshield wiper to keep you on the road. We have to continually wipe the mirror of the heart to see through all the dross of life, all the confabulations, all the fascination, obsession, and distraction. So we're in the cloud, but we see, because we know the sky is limitless, and we sit with that knowing. We clear the space through our intention to be present. And we never give up. It's okay to falter, like learning to walk. Unsteady at first, we stabilize that presence. And it's always there, accessible. To live from the heart, to love from the heart, is true life. It's extraordinary life. Even in the midst of darkness, that awareness does not die, as long as we are attentive and present for it. In fact, it grows moment by moment. We are opened more and more. Whatever problems life has thrust in our path, we receive them as spiritual tests. It feels very personal, my problem, my life, my loss, or my gain, my worry, my happiness, my. As soon as self is inserted, that giving full attention to pure conscious awareness is weakened. So we restore ourselves to that presence, understanding it more and more. This is waking up, truly waking up. We don't wake up through money, through accumulation of information, through perfecting a technique, through becoming any identity, even a good meditator. There's the self again, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Then we get miserable again. What's that? Not seeing. Not realizing this pure presence is indestructible. our surrender, our giving full attention to it, is freedom. It's everything. The treasure of this life, its true reward. For this we need to clean the slate of action. We gain the full presence through our purity of mind. And the world is so dusty, so there is sacrifice to be made. But it's the sacrifice to make sacred. For in truth, this is a holy life. It's a wholeness. The fulfillment of integrity. That doesn't happen just because we're in a monastery, or we wear some certain type of clothing, or chant certain phrases. These are just conventions. But used wisely, they can help us orient the mind towards a cultivation of this making sacred. Whether we live in a house with a family and have a wholesome occupation, or alone in the woods, secluded, away from the world, or in a spiritual community, the truth is known in the interior depths when we understand the path, when we understand suffering and its end right here in the heart. And we draw out of that a state that is sorrowless, an abiding, that is harmless, beyond harm. Timeless, beyond time. Deathless. Unconditioned. Not subject to the laws of the world. Formless. We cannot know it through the laws of gravity, through the form and space and time, but through a dimension that is intuitive. Therefore, we grow silent. Still, so that any kind of turbulence, restlessness, mental fabrication, ideas, it all goes silent. like a blank screen. There's no panic. There is no screen. It's all reduced to nothing. There is no world arising and ceasing in front of us anymore. It's just pure awareness. It is its own splendor. The Buddha speaks from that across millennia to the heart of those who wish to follow. We listen. We are eager. We are blessed. The planets are dancing. We fall silent. This is homage. This is our true home. We honor the law of Kamma. We trust Kamma. May be complex to understand. So we begin with trust. It will lead us to refuge. It will lead us through holiness. That is the special quality of Kamma. It's the great purifier. But our perspective is so limited. We must bow in humility to that force, that energy. Just like the small baby that comes so delicately and yet so fiercely from the womb. Just like the old body crumbles so fiercely and the spirit of it flies away so delicately in death.